Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Voice of the Sword, revised by Joseph Sinkfield, is a how-to guide for all Christians seeking to find answers about their existence, God's existence, and how to spiritually understand the King James Version of the Bible. The book examines the unique way the authors of the scriptures point out their mysteries that have been hidden for many years. Joseph L. Sinkfield worked with a formal church organization for 12 years, spent 6 years volunteering in a prison ministry. Joseph felt led by God to share his knowledge and interpretation of the Bible. He believes that this book presents readers with the opportunity to learn the mysteries of the Bible in preparation for his coming. Joseph L. Sinkfield, author of The Voice of the Sword Revised, is our guest on This Week in America. Joseph, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Excellent job with this book, The Voice of the Sword Revised. Joseph Sinkfield, the author, our guest on the program. When did you first decide you wanted to be an author? When did this first hit you that you'd like to write a book, and in particular, this book?
My inspiration for writing the book was seeing the need for people to understand the Bible, to see the need for people to believe what God's word says. God has been bringing to pass several things that he states in the Bible, and people don't realize that it's the word of God coming to pass. This is an opportunity in book form to open people's understanding, to elevate their wisdom and knowledge of God, of the Word of God, to prepare themselves for his coming.
Joseph's website is thevoiceofthesword.com, and you've got a link on our website to get there directly, get information on Joseph, and order the book there as well. The book is The Voice of the Sword Revised. Joseph Sinkfield, our guest on the program. Talk a little bit about the work schedule that you have as you're writing. In particular, a book like this, I would think when the thoughts come to you, you're pretty well dictated to go and write them down at that point. What was the schedule like for you when you write, in particular, this book?
The schedule was whenever God would impress upon me a scripture.
Yes.
Impress upon me a statement or a thought process where people believe God, they understand only to their understanding, not the interpretation of the scriptures. The scriptures have an interpretive meaning of what's being said. There's a reason, there's a purpose, there's a design, and it must line up with the rest of the scriptures. So people have that break where they don't put line upon line, precept upon precept. They don't put the mysteries and have it relate to today, their situation, their circumstances, and the scriptures by what's being spoke about in the word.
You put this all together for all of us, for all of the readers. I mentioned a how-to guide for all Christians. It really is that. How long did it take for you to write The Voice of the Sword?
The Voice of the Sword series of books is actually somewhere around a 10-year journey. I haven't stopped focusing on getting the word out to Christians. I haven't stopped being an example of what a Christian should be. Didn't stop. Just giving people the opportunity to elevate their belief to actions.
The book will guide you through this. The book is The Voice of the Sword. This is a revised edition by Joseph Sinkfield. That's SINKFIELD. If you're Googling, if you go to his website, you'll get all the information there. You can order the book as well, thevoiceofthesword.com. And of course, all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Was there anything surprising or several things that were surprising to you? You learned in creating your books. We learned in reading them. Did you learn some things, maybe surprised by some things as you were writing the book?
I was surprised at the way God revealed to me the scripture and how it was relative to today. It was relative to what I was going through as a Christian, what I was going to in my search for God, how that he made himself available to me in a way that I can't deny that he's showing me these things. He's showing me deja vu, for lack of a different understanding, that I'm not there physically, but I was there physically. And I'm a partaker of what he's given me, and it works for me. It worked for me in understanding. It opened my eyes to see that the scripture is written in a way that of a mystery. And to find out that mystery, I have to rightly divide it, put line upon line. I had to really study to show myself approved. So it took me to a journey where my understanding of God, the attributes, what I relate to God, begin to open up, and I begin to see the scriptures very clearly, how it relates to one another.
You share that journey. You share what you went through in assembling the book, The Voice of the Sword, with all of us, making our jobs easier because you've really given this the thought that it requires. You put it in place in order for all of us to follow The Voice of the Sword Revised. What makes a good story? In this particular case, how did you go about writing this so you would hold interest and get our attention?
What makes it a good story is the truth. What makes it a good story is how it relates to our situation. When we close our eyes at night, we wonder about our purpose. We wonder about our design. We wonder about creation and this all-powerful, all-knowing God that's out there, making himself available to us. And it boggles the mind to say that, yes, there is a God. I want to know him. I want to understand about him. I want to know why he wrote the words in the Bible that he wrote. And it becomes a part of my life, a part of a person's life, part of a person's understanding, a deeper understanding than people to say that, oh, I'm just a Christian. It's more to that than this.
For so many people, you are the answer to so many questions they've had as they're assembling their lives and trying to figure out what it all means and where they go from here. You've been there for them. You are a published author. The book is The Voice of the Sword Revised. Did you ever think you would be a published author? What's it like being an author? And do you consider yourself an author or maybe just a messenger?
Both. I consider myself a messenger. I consider myself an author. When putting together the book, how it began to open up my understanding of the scripture and how it's relative to each other. The scriptures, some people would say, well, what is your favorite scripture? My favorite scripture is the entire book, from Genesis to Revelations. My thought process on that is, I don't want to nibble on the word of God. I don't want to eat just the lamb chops or the leg of lamb, or so I want to eat the whole book.
Yes, I understand.
I want to understand everything about it. I want all of my questions answered. I want to be available to do those things.
Do you find that so often we want to pick and choose? You read everything. Is it necessary to know the whole Bible before you can really get satisfactory answers to all of your questions?
When the Spirit of God moves and gives me understanding about the scriptures, it's relevant for that particular time. A scripture will come about, and I'll have a thought. God will give me a thought, and it will measure up, it will line up with other scriptures, and it'll open up my understanding to the point where I didn't think about it that particular way. I did not see that, because the entire word is written in the form of a mystery. It is our job as Christians, or my job as an author writing the guide for people to understand the scripture, is to put it all together so that it makes sense. Every scripture in the Bible have to line up with the other scripture. God is not disjointed, neither is his word disjointed. It's all relative.
And it's all explained in Joseph's book, The Voice of the Sword, revised by Joseph Sinkfield. His website is thevoiceofthesword.com. All this information on our website, links there, thisweekinamerica.us. As you do this, it's getting worldwide attention. You have reviews, you have people leaving comments. Many, many of those are very positive. You are really putting together what many people have tried to do throughout their lives and not concentrated on doing it. You lay it out there for us. You all, I would assume from time to time, will get a negative review of some kind. Maybe somebody will say, yeah, I like the book, but how do you handle all of that, the good and the bad?
I place it to being relevant.
Yes.
If the book was not relevant, it would not receive negative comments. If it's negative comments, the person is putting themselves out there to the point of exposing themselves to be a phony, exposing themselves to be a fraud. They can have their opinion just like everyone else. But if you're basing your understanding on opinion, that's the wrong decision. It is not opinions that motivate the Spirit of God or the people of God to understand the scripture. It's based on truth. It's based on reality. It's based on deepening or widening your understanding of what it's saying.
I love that. The reason you're writing is not to please people, it's to help people. And you take all of that and you continue to go forward with the voice and the message that you're receiving. Joseph Sinkfield, our guest, the author of The Voice of the Sword Revised, mentioned it was about a 10-year process to get here. Let's talk about in the beginning. How difficult was it for you to get started? It's one thing to think, okay, I've got this message, this inspiration, I need to do it. How difficult was it for you to get started that very beginning when you were first working on The Voice of the Sword?
It was very difficult. My writing or my message that I wanted to convey to people when first writing the book was how much opposition I was receiving in life because of my walk with God. When you walk with God and you suffer so many trials and tribulations and fiery trials, and you go through so many things, I would not wish that upon anyone's life, but it's what got me through to the the position and where I am now. Love is not love until it's given away. You don't understand love until you experience a whole bunch of negative. So when you experience that negative, you're under the thought process of, I understand what it's like not to be loved, so I'm not going to treat someone else in that manner. So I had to go through all the opposition, all the tests, all the trials, all the turmoil in my life to get me to understand the meaning of love. And in writing this, God changed my perspective to say, no, don't write about yourself. Write about the understanding of the Bible. Write about people's desire to know more about God. Write about the stumbling blocks that people have in the Bible that cause them to throw their hands up and say, no, not more, not anymore. So I went through that process. I've gone through negative things. I've gone through many different things, but my determination was to get the word out there, to get a start of people to see what God was actually saying, the interpretation of the Bible for people's understanding. And with that interpretation, they can go on to seek God in a more perfect way, to walk with God, to bring fellowship with God, and to allow God to be real in their life. The ones that don't, they have a right to their opinion, and in the end, you're going to find out, or people are going to find out, Christians will find out, that their thought of God, or what they considered to be wisdom and knowledge of God, was not based on fact, but it was based on their
wrong assumptions, right?
Assumptions, yes.
Yeah, wrong assumptions. Joseph Sinkfield is our guest on the program. We've got a couple minutes left. I want to talk for a second about, once you realize I'm a publisher, oh, I'm a writer, I now have to get the book published, what was the most favorite part of that and the least favorite part of getting it published? Once you write it, that's one part of the process. The other part is the business end of it, in getting it published and doing promotion for it. What do you find about the publishing? What did you like the most? What do you like the least?
The publishing, I like that the books are out there. It's out there available to people that's wanting to find the truth. The least favorite part is in the writing. My writing had to be like the Bible is written, in the form of a mysteries. I could not go into detail about certain things in the Bible because publishers would say, well, that's objectionable material. If it's written in the Bible, the Bible being the word of God, the Bible being the essence of truth and mystery, why would I not be able to explain into detail about certain things in the Bible? Certain things I could not write. I had to find a medium where I would write about certain things in the Bible and leave it up to the reader to question themselves, question their thought, question their accusations that they make about the scripture based on their knowledge. And the voice of the sword would open their understanding to elevate their wisdom, knowledge, and their faith to actions.
I want to take a minute or so here at the end to sort of wrap up the conversation, talking about the book, The Voice of the Sword. The book is unique. What do you think differentiates The Voice of the Sword Revised Edition from other books out there in the same genre, the same category? What makes this book different?
I believe that The Voice of the Sword and The Voice of the Sword series of books, second to the Bible. The Bible is a very important book. It is a very dangerous book if you don't know what you're doing. You don't understand the mysteries. You don't understand how to put it together. It's a very dangerous book. But to me, it is the most important book that a Christian need to get a clear understanding. I purpose that I would not put my thought process, I purpose that I would not put my opinion, I only base it on the scriptures.
The book is The Voice of the Sword Revised, a series of books. You'll find all of these at Joseph's website. Joseph Sinkfield is the author. That's S-I-N-K-F-I-E-L-D. His website is thevoiceofthesword.com. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, will take you there. Books, of course, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. I'd like to thank Reader's Magnet Self-Publishing and Marketing Company for arranging our conversation with Joseph on today's program. They can be reached at readersmagnet.com. Joseph, a very important conversation. Thank you so much for spending time with us on the program today. A pleasure to have you with us to talk about your book, The Voice of the Sword. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you also for having me on.
It is our pleasure. Joseph Sinkfield is the author of The Voice of the Sword Revised. His website, very simple. The title of the book, thevoiceofthesword.com. And of course, all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.